Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 18th of May, 2023. Now, the Bible reading for today is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 17 to 20. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. Today's article, titled Grandmother Research, was written by Kenneth Peterson. Researchers at one university used MRI scans to study the brains of grandmothers. They measured empathetic responses to images that included their own grandchild, their own adult children, and one anonymous child. The study showed that grandmothers have a higher empathy towards their own grandchildren than even their own adult child. This is attributed to what they call the cute factor, their own grandchildren being more adorable than an adult. Before we say, well, duh, we might consider the words of James Rilling, who conducted the study. If their grandchild is smiling, the grandmother is feeling the child's joy. And if their grandchild is crying, they're feeling the child's pain and distress. One prophet paints an MRI image of God's feelings as he looks upon his people. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will rejoice over you with singing. Some translate this to say, you will make his heart full of joy and he will sing loudly. Like an empathetic grandmother, God feels our pain. In all their distress, he too was distress. And he feels our joy. The Lord takes delight in his people. When we feel discouraged, it's good to remember that God has real feelings for us. He's not a cold, distant God, but one who loves and delights in us. It's time to draw close to him, feel his smile, and listen to his singing. Let's pray. Dear God, help me to feel your smile upon me. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.